The rate of Americans murdered by guns is about 20 times that in the rest of the rich world. But just across our southern border, it's even more nightmarish. Mexico's rate for the last few years has been 3 times ours. One Mexican artist is trying to take guns one by one out of commission. We sent Marlon Bishop to Mexico City to find out how and why.
I'm getting out of a black SUV with a guy named Pedro Reyes. We're on an industrial block in Mexico City. We approach an unmarked warehouse and lift up the garage-style door. Inside, packed neatly in boxes, are guns. Lots and lots of guns.
6,700 guns. There's a lot of revolvers, machine guns, shotguns, rifles, even some grenade throwers.
It's a spread that would make a cartel boss blush. But Pedro Reyes is an artist, and his medium of choice is firearms.
We are sorting all the metal parts. It's basically the first stage in the design process, finding what kind of sounds these things can produce.
Reyes strikes and scrapes and blows into different gun parts, carefully listening to the results. He also has a workshop full of tools here, including buzzsaws and welding torches, which he'll use to transform the guns into musical instruments. Hear this slide guitar? It sounds angelic, but it looks terrifying. Its neck is made out of rusted rifle barrels, and instead of legs, it stands on 4 revolvers. It's got a Mad Max kind of look to it. You can see pictures online at studio360.org. Reyes has built violins, xylophones, thumb pianos, even entire drum sets.
You could turn the barrel of a shotgun into a flute and then take the chargers of an AK-47 to become the body of a bass.
They're very kind of symmetrical and beautifully made. They're aesthetically very nice to look at.
This is John Coxon, a member of the British rock band Spiritualized. Reyes asked him to compose music for the gun orchestra.
Gun metal goes clunk, and I didn't want a record that sounded like clunk. I wanted a record that sounded, you know, interesting and vibrant and musical and kind of life-affirming in some way. I didn't want to make a kind of death metal record. There's another one, which is like another automatic revolver with a kind of harmonica in it. And that's really weird because you hold the revolver to your face to play it.
One time in the studio, Coxon says his flautist got spooked by this revolver harmonica thing.
And I was kind of larking about with it in the studio, like kind of, you know, holding it to my head. And I think she found it very, she didn't like that. It was kind of quite strange. I mean, these are real weapons, right? They're not the toys. They're not sort of mocks. They're the real thing. And they have been used, you know, by people who want to kill other people.
These guns have killed people. Many were owned by members of Mexico's criminal cartels. Since 2006, there have been over 60,000 gun deaths linked to the country's drug war. That includes thousands of kids and other innocent bystanders caught in the crossfire.
I have friends who died from gun violence in Mexico. I mean, for instance, Luis Miguel Zuro, an artist who was a very close friend of mine, was shot. Everyone you speak to will tell you a story like this.
Pedro Reyes has been turning guns into art since 2008.
Los niños estaban jugando. De repente Luisito sacó una pistola que tenía su...
With money from a foundation, Reyes went to Culiacán, a city where the murder rate is high even for Mexico. There, he put out TV ads asking residents to turn in their guns. In exchange, they'd get gift cards to a local department store. He got 1,500 guns.
And what we did was to melt those 1,500 guns and make the same number of shovels. We made 1,500 shovels to plant 1,500 trees.
The project made a splash in Mexico. And then Reyes got a phone call from an old friend who worked in the government. The military was about to destroy thousands of confiscated weapons. And the friend asked, "You want them?" Reyes has made 50 instruments so far, and he still has thousands of guns left to work with. His team of builders cuts the barrels with buzzsaws and welds them back together into these new forms.
It was a little bit like an exorcism on this material, you know, like the music was like expelling the demons out of the metal.
He's shown the instruments in South Korea and Turkey, and they'll be used in a big concert at a London gallery later this month. Wherever the gun orchestra goes, Reyes hopes to shock people into confronting the issue of gun violence. But most of all, on a part of that issue that has huge implications for the fate of his country, U.S. gun control policy.
You know, it's very sad to hear about the shootings that happen, you know, once a month in the United States. Well, we have those once a day, you know. So that's something that has made for a terrible reputation for our country. But that's the visible violence. The invisible violence, the one that you don't see, is the violence of someone investing their money in a company that produces weapons.
Since it's nearly impossible to get a gun legally in Mexico, most weapons used by criminal groups are purchased through straw buyers in the U.S. and smuggled across the border. The drugs go north and the guns come down south. Reyes calls his work a wordless intervention in the gun control debate, but his ultimate goal is to convince people to stand up to the American gun lobby.
You know, who am I to have an opinion, being a Mexican? Obviously, no one, but every nation has a right to give to itself laws according to the needs, and these needs change. So I think that it's very important to do an amendment to the Second Amendment.
Pedro Reyes doesn't feel like it's his place to lobby Congress, but he's bringing the instruments to Pittsburgh in October, and it will be the first time they're played in the U.S. Inevitably, the audience will be thinking about the shootings at Newtown and Aurora and so many other places. And Reyes hopes they do think about it. He believes gun violence is a cultural problem, so the solutions have to be cultural as well. And that is where art can be useful.
Culture is, you know, like taking something and with the same matter, making a different thing. And that's the same thing with ideas, you know. How do we move from the current status quo into a new one?
For Studio 360, I'm Marlon Bishop.
Marlon Bishop produced our story in collaboration with reporter Omar Sanchez de Tagle. You can see photos of some of the guns turned into instruments at studio360.org.